I speak to you in the name of the cross of Jesus. May we lift it high in our hearts and in our words. Amen. When I started my sermon, the opening line was, "This has been a week for the news cycle." But if I'm honest, this has been a month for the news cycle, even a year. But in this past week, we've had the 24th anniversary of 9/11. We've had the killing of yet another political figure. We've had another school shooting. It has not been easy. And yet we gather here today in our festival red color, and apologies to those of you who are visiting, we don't always dress alike. But we gather to renew our faith in Jesus, to worship in community, to share a meal, to learn and to listen, and to tell our story to one another. The news cycle does not cancel out our time together today, but perhaps brings it into an even more poignant focus. After a week like this, it is common, it is even necessary to ask, what is our faith calling us to do? How is our faith, not my faith, our faith calling us to respond? And I'm not sure that I have the answer to all of these questions per se, and yet what I can say is that all of us are struggling in how we respond faithfully. We struggle to come to an agreement on what it means to be an American. We struggle to understand one another's political choices and often will walk away rather than stay in the conversation. We struggle to figure out what it means to follow Jesus in 2025. We struggle to find the light of God in another human being who has said horrible things about us. We struggle not to say horrible things about another person sometimes. As Christians, let me be clear, we do not ever condone murder. Ironic that I need to say that on the Feast of the Cross. We don't condone murder of Democrats or Republicans, of adults or children. It is a hard stop. We do not celebrate the loss of anyone's life taken by the hand of another for any reason. And if you want to have a discussion on capital punishment and the theology of it, come find me later. That is not what I am preaching about today. And yet, the killings keep happening. As Christians, you and I, we have work to do, folks. We have big work to do. And guess what? That work does not happen on Facebook or TikTok or Insta or our blogs or our podcasts or our YouTube streams or even the news channel that we decide to watch. Why? It's not because any of those are bad, but they feed us the same information. And every single one of us gets caught up in the algorithms, whether we think that we are cross-pollinating ourselves or not. As Christians, we are called to put down our devices. And I am as guilty as the rest of you. We are called to put down our devices and to sit with one another. We have to listen to the other person's story. Many people know that I have a hard and fast rule for the vestry that I have had for, 16, 17 years now. And it's true for any group in our church. we may not have important discussions on email. Ever. Full stop. Do you know why? Because it's too easy to get righteously indignant in the email and forget to respect the humanity of another human being. So we just don't do it. And the same is true on social media. The same can even be true in our discussions. Problems get solved when we come together, when we see the humanity in one another, not when we strip another person's humanity away. We want to be Christian. We want to share the love of Jesus. Then we are going to have to figure out a way to be in relationship with each other. We are going to be called to forge relationships with those we don't want to. Jesus did it. In his time, it was tax collectors and prostitutes and lepers and Samaritans. And for us in our time, it might be the person sitting next to you in a pew or in line at the grocery store or across your table at a family gathering. They might be wearing a MAGA hat or a Black Lives Matter hat. And we don't strike up conversations so that we can learn why and that they can teach us. And we shouldn't strike up conversations so that we can convince someone that we are right. We are called to begin conversations so that we can find the light of God in one another and we can honor that person's humanity, not figure out how I can best them and be right. And we are all hung on that one. We are gathered here today on the Feast of the Holy Cross, the cross that Jesus died on so that we can come together and celebrate being community and work together on being community. And it is not easy, but listen to Jesus' words today. Listen to his words. While you have the light, believe in the light so that you, each one of us, may become children of the light. Believe in the light. What is that light? It is God's mercy and God's peace and God's grace. It is not our judgment. God is the one called to judge far more than we are. And I'm here to say our words matter. Jesus' words to us matter. And so I encourage us all to unplug. Don't participate in the righteous indignation and hate speech coming from any side. Pay attention to your words. Even more, pay attention to our actions. And ask yourself, ask ourselves, if we are reflecting God's light out to others, or are we angling the light so fully on our own opinions for our own self-gratification that we leave others in the darkness? We are gathered here today on St. Cross Day, on just another Sunday, to renew our faith. To renew our faith in the salvation of the cross. To renew our faith that the cross leads us to love and mercy and grace and peace. A cross that leads us to the incredibly difficult, hard work of listening and loving. Unplug. Turn to prayer. Turn to scripture. Or as REI says, a life outdoors is well lived. Live outside of the bubbles that we are all in. A life out of the sound bubbles and the silos. A life where we can meet strangers and the neighbor alike. A place where we put our faith of the cross into action outside, and together we build, and even more, we sustain a community in the name of Jesus. St. Cross, you may think I'm crazy, but we are blessed to be what is known as a purple parish. It means we are not of one mind politically, ideologically, or to be honest, probably even theologically. And it's a blessing. And it is a sign that we gather every Sunday to worship God and to learn how to carry the cross of Jesus out into the world. We are not a clique with one mind, and to that I say thanks be to God. We are diverse, and we are faithful. We are faithful first to God. We are faithful to God through our baptismal covenant. We are faithful in caring for one another and the needs of the marginalized. This St. Cross is who we are, and Jesus demands even more from us. From us, between us. On this, our feast day, we name the work that we name our work honestly, and we rejoice that Jesus has gone before us and has and will always show us the way of the light. Amen.